You're listening to Khan Podcasts.
Professor Benjamin Brown of the Department of Jewish Thought at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and the Israel Democracy Institute spoke to reporter Nomi Segal about Rabbi Edelstein.
Rabbi Edelstein is actually a last remnant of the old Lithuanian Guard. He was born in the Soviet Union, actually. He was he grew up in under the Soviet regime, but his parents, his mother especially, took care that he would not get the Soviet educations, and so she kind of homeschooled him, and he got both some secular knowledge, he knew some English even, and mainly Torah studies. He got some Torah studies at home, and then later the family came to Israel and went to settle in Ramat HaSharon, once again, not typical Haredi career. And even there, he continued in kind of homeschooling, at least in his Torah studies. And only around the age of 20, he joined the first group that actually formed the Ponevich Yeshiva in Bnei Brak that started off about that time, the 1940s, and became one of the prominent students, not very prominent, by the way. And later on, went through kind of very gradual and slow career. He became one of the heads of the yeshiva. And during the harsh disputes that took place and still are, but now are less acute, in the yeshiva, he took the side of the moderate rabbis. Because of that, the Ponovich yeshiva actually split into two. And then later, after the passing of by Steinman, who was also a member of the Ponovich yeshiva faculty, he became a kind of candidate to inherit him. But actually, it was Chaim Kanievsky that took the dominant leadership, and he became a kind of second violin, but still quite an active one. And after the passing of Rabbi Kanievsky, he became the only leading figure until his passing today. What I would like to note is that actually we see diminishing intervals in the times of tenure, the tenures of the terms of the leading Haredi Litvish rabbis. Rabbi Eliashiv started his leadership in more or less the mid 1990s and finished in 2012, which is about 17 years. Later on, Rabbi Steinman was in his leadership took about 5 years. Rabbi Kanievsky about 4 years, and now recently this term of leadership lasted only less than a year and a half, a little more than a year. So yes, the rabbis are very old, leaders are very old, and the intervals, as I said, go to smaller and smaller.
Is there a generation coming up that will step into their place, or is this a moment, kind of an intersection or crossroads?
Yes, it is. There is no, if you're talking about younger generation, in terms of change of generations, you often think about the younger generation. And no, that is not the case here. The leading figures that are now kind of competing this position are all above 80, and actually maybe at least some of them are more than 90. So they're not young, and they belong to the same generation. If it is Rabbi Hirsch or by Moshe Hillel Hirsch, that one of the candidates that will take the leadership, the helm, that'll be not a change of generations in the narrow sense, but he's a little different. He's most of his years he spent in America and the United States, and he's not of Litvish origin. So in some sense, it is a change of generation in the sense that he's not from the old guard of the Lithuanian-born leaders. If it is Rabbi Ezrachi, another candidate, which I doubt if he really becomes the main leader. He's already today a very an important figure, but not the main leader. It'll be a change of generation in the sense that he'll be the first Israeli-born leading Litvish rabbi. He was born in Petah Tikva. But still, there are many chances that the one who will lead the Haredi, at least for the next few years, is Rabbi Dov Lando, who is more similar in many aspects to the old leadership in terms of background and the like,
and their outlook as well, including how engaging with the broader Israeli society.
Mm-hmm. In that respect, I would say that by Edelstein, actually by Steinman that preceded him, they were the leaders who actually brought the change. They're really, I mean, in Haredi terms, they're moderate. They're moderate, and they symbolize the kind of moderate approach to the entire Israeli society. They weren't belligerent in all those struggles that the Haredi community is involved in. Certainly Rabbi Edelstein, who took an explicit moderate approach to the secular, not only to the secular public, but also to the Haredim that actually left the community. And he more than any other leading Haredi rabbi, spoke in praise of the soldiers. He was absolutely opposed to the draft of Haredim, of Bnei Yeshivot, of Yeshiva students. But on the other hand, he spoke very warmly about secular Jews who do good things for the people, and had warm attitude toward the soldiers. So actually, the change has already been done, but it doesn't really affect any of the political or practical norms of the Haredi society on the whole. It's just kind of new atmosphere, I would say, a new type of ashkofe, of ideology, but not something that actually will be reflected in deeds.
Well, to some degree, during the pandemic, was he not in, he encouraged vaccination and also taking a step about not continuing the prayers and studying in public because of the pandemic at the time?
Right. This is one of the things in which he differed from Rabbi Kanievsky. Rabbi Kanievsky ordered to continue studying as usual or almost as usual. And he not only took a different stand, but also kind of censored Rabbi Kanievsky's letter and ordered the Haredi newspaper, Yated Ne'eman, not to publish it. Yes, he took a much more kind of national-oriented or at least cautious in terms of both the health considerations. He was more cautious, but also more respectful toward government instructions. Yes, in that he also kind of marked himself as different from the ordinary Haredi leadership that at least those preceded him were more similar to Rabbi Kanievsky. Yes, in that he also brought some change.
You had mentioned that the intervals were becoming shorter and shorter, but that's as from a practical matter in terms of the age of these generations of scholars coming up.
Certainly, yes, and that is not new. Once again, since the passing of Rabbi Shach, or actually since he stepped down from leadership in the mid-90s, all the Haredi leaders were very, very old. This is also a kind of solution to a problem, because the leaders that were elected in all those times are all people who really were much more centered in the Gemara page that they study, rather than earthly issues, mundane issues. And that's why their age is not, and they really symbolize the purity of Torah life and Torah learning and the modesty of Torah life. In that, they acquire their charisma. But on the other hand, since they can't really lead in the practical issues without mediations, those who really influence them, those who really activate them in some level, it's difficult to say that, but influence them to great degree, have large influence on their moves, will continue to be those who make the actual decisions in many cases.